Lesson 10, No Insignificant Witnesses. Today's lesson reminds us that there are no insignificant witnesses for Christ. Even the Samaritan woman's past did not disqualify her from being an effective and eager mouthpiece for Jesus. Lindner is in her 60s, enthusiastic, and outspoken about her faith. Lindner accepted Christ earlier this year and joined the Baptist church in her neighborhood. Every opportunity Lindner gets at Bible study, she shares how the Lord rescued her from drugs and alcohol, and how thankful she is to God for His love. During the church announcements last Sunday, Lindner learned that the Outreach Committee was starting a new evangelistic campaign, one that was not just going to focus on neighbors in their immediate vicinity. Since the pandemic, their worship services have been joined virtually by persons far and near. At the committee meeting, the chairperson talked about his new idea. Lindner was on the conference call, but had not made any comments. She just listened. The chairperson asked Lindner to chair the phone evangelistic bank. Lindner would be responsible for organizing a group to call persons on the church's membership roll who have dropped off. Lindner just wanted to see what this was all about. She didn't think she would be asked to be in charge of a group. You see, Lindner was hesitant because she did not feel qualified to chair anything. She felt insignificant among so many longtime members and ill-equipped to chair a committee. The chairperson told Lindner she is who God needs. Lindner is excited, enthusiastic, and it will be that energy that will draw others to Jesus. Lindner accepted by saying, "Yes, Lord." Lindner took the membership role and added a few names of her own contacts she knew when she was in the world. In a month, Lindner's group has added and reclaimed 25 souls for God. These persons are assigned a mentor for discipleship purposes, and so far, all of them are either regulars in worship or Bible study. Discussion questions. 1. Discuss how Lindner is able to acknowledge her past truthfully and become a zealous witness for Jesus. 2. Discuss how gender, nationality, and eloquence are not important to become God's mouthpiece. 3. Discuss the importance of believers sharing the good news of Jesus with others. 4. Discuss the importance of Christians mentoring new believers.